Good morning, Wasteland. My name is Inquisitor Foreman, and today, July 25th, 2297. So today, I have some news, good news, or for some, maybe not some others. The group that was heading out to Michigan, they just made it to the Canadian border, or at one of our outposts. That is there. It's Outpost 269. Pay attention. So those guys are they're taking a break there for a while. They're getting more ammo, whatever, refuel, getting more food, and then they're about ready to get on a boat, and they're gonna head out right into Michigan. So people of Michigan, be ready, because the Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel's coming to help. So that's the good news. More good news, another one of our expeditions that's heading out to California, they made it to the border at Canada. They're also at Canada by now. Oh, they're refueling and whatnot. They're getting more ammo, kind of like the last group. So by tomorrow, they should make it to an NCR base that's more the northern part of California. Don't know much about California, sorry. So they're making it up to one of those areas. They have a base up there, and that's where they're heading. So, people of California, Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel is coming for ya. To help out with the NCR, and also try to get a bond going. So that's some of the good news. Bad news, Powd and Ralph and his unit were killed yesterday by some unknown group of people. We found them, we found that the virus was taken. Maybe I probably shouldn't have brought it up, but, you know, Wastelanders, keep an eye out. We got a group of people or one person out there with a virus. If you find someone who looks infected, kill them immediately. We can't prevent that virus from, you know, having a huge outbreak in the people of the Wasteland. We're having a platoon of like 10 and Brotherhood of Steel members going after them on a trail. We're using Jerome to track them. So hopefully they can find them before they use it. So we're having a ceremony for Powd and Ralph and his 14 Brotherhood of Steel members that have been killed. We're burying them outside of Wainwright, Alaska, about a mile away from Wainwright. So if you want to, you know, memorialize them and whatnot and mourn them, be sure to head out there. They're not being buried with anything valuable. So if you're a raider and you're listening, no reason to go. So, July 25th. Weird day. Very weird day, I know. 2 p.m. every day at our earliest. Most of the time, I'm broadcasting. Sorry about July 23rd. Mostly, we were a bit wrapped up, but again, 25th, we shot down that object I told you about yesterday, okay? Hey, we shot down the object, and it was what the pre-war people called a UFO. There's six little green men that were inside it. Three of them were killed, the other three were barely alive, so right now, or they're in a kind of a prison cell being treated, to, you know, so you can learn about them. So the ship where we brought it back to one of our bases, not going to say to whom, not going to say where, because I don't need some people going out and finding it. So, yeah, that's what happened with the whole object that flew into the sky. We shot it down with a homing rocket, and well, obviously it kind of worked, So hopefully we can learn about these green men or women or whatever they are that had little energy-based weapons, and they were not exactly very strong. We were able to pretty much take him down with just Paladin and Rufus. That's what his nickname, but his actual name is Walter. So Paladin Walter, I was able to pretty much dispatch of, or was able to pretty much, not dispatch him because he didn't kill him, but unarmed him pretty much. He kind of broke one of their noses. I don't know if they actually have a nose, but I know they have little holes that they can breathe through. So, closest thing to a nose. Again, the Green Men are at our largest base, so no small raider group's gonna get in. So, the Sentinel, he's gonna be watching them and pretty much interrogating them as we continue to fight off the Imperial Steel. They only have one major base left, so most of our, so a good chunk of our forces are gathering at a small fishing village in Alaska. So if you want to like see this battle or join up to help out the Brotherhood of Steel, you could probably just hear all the gunshots. We will be using kind of heavier weaponry than your average Joe. We might be running around with Fat Man rockets, laser guns, mini guns, Gatling lasers, power armor. Vertibirds. We're even using some stingrays that we just restored today. So we restored about 6 out of the 22 that we found. So we still have a good chunk of them left. So you might see those flying around sometime soon. Some stingrays, some other flying vehicles that isn't a vertibird, because you can't use vertibirds for everything. They're not very quick, and they only have a minigun and those 250 caliber machine guns in the center. One rocket, and boom, there it goes. So we're actually sending out another expedition. It's going to be a crew of 32. I believe it's 32. And they're going to be going to an outpost. It's one of the outposts that's in Ohio. It's not Forkwinds, but it's a different Brotherhood of Steel crew. Ooh, that's led by, I think, Elder Hayes? I think it's Hayes. Elder Hayes. His Brotherhood of Steel are a much smaller unit. They're probably like 40 strong, but they have a lot of vertebirds. And we're going to be taking those vertebirds, and we're going to be flying to a bunch of other Brotherhood of Steel bases until we get to Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky. Once we get there, we're going to be flying right into one of the Brotherhood of Steel's zones. They don't have a base there. Let's just say that. We're flying right into Georgia. That's where our platoon's heading. It's going to be led by Head Knight Joseph and his paladins, knights, aides, and his scribes. We're actually sending out 10 scribes. The rest will be knights, paladins, and then, you know, the head paladin. We're not sending any squires or initiates because I don't want to see them. No one wants to see these new people get shot and whatnot. I mean, heck, I don't even like seeing regular people being shot, but seeing newbies being gunned down, that's just a terrible sight to see, you know? So we're going to be trying to establish something out in Georgia. So if you're in Georgia and you could somehow hear this broadcast, I mean, I do know we have one of the largest cell towers, but our broadcast mostly only goes to some of the top northern states and a huge chunk of Canada. So, if you can hear me, good on ya. If you can't, then you can't. The reason why we're going to Georgia is so we can get up another broadcast tower, and we can try to get the broadcast hit our tower, and you can pretty much relay it everywhere. And from in Georgia, in Florida, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas. If we could get those areas, it'd be fantastic. We're gonna try to get coverage all over the wasteland, so I can be pretty much trying to get more and more people to get, you know, join up in the Brotherhood of Steel. We did have a fight between the 7th New Canadian Army. Again, stay away from them fools. Those guys are bad news. They kill mostly Americans, and they only accept people who are Canadian, or at least have Canadian blood. So, they came in and they decimated one of our outposts that's near Yukon, Canada. And they decimated that outpost. We tried to make contact with them, but pretty much the whole unit's dead. We actually sent out a paladin and a scribe, and just a two-man team, and they came back and told us everything. This all happened yesterday, so on the 24th, after my broadcast ended. And they told us, and they even got footage, and we're just astonished that the whole unit, our whole 40 plus men, and the whole base was just in flames, and there was just dead bodies littered everywhere. All the machine gun turrets were destroyed, all the food was ripped up or burning. All the resources were stripped away, all their guns were missing, everything. And it was just so amazing how efficient it seemed. I mean, because it seems like those guys didn't even stand a chance. I mean, they had one of their walkers out there. One of their walkers pretty much has some heavy weapons, so I guess they probably had one of those out there. I think it's called like a ranger. Stay away from those. It was the 7th New Canadian Army. They have a couple of those. So, again, so far this week, it's been kind of a little bit hectic, you know? Like today, the 25th. It's kind of a weird day. Well, again, stay safe, stay healthy, stay clean, eat good food. Try not to, you know, get a lot of radiation. We're still selling Nuka-Cola out here. We're actually sending it out to Outpost. We're actually starting up a relief project where we're going to towns with food, water, Nuka-Cola, random assortments of, like, relief, like rations and whatnot. And we're starting up the Brotherhood of Steel ration project. Like like I said, we're going out to settlements, dropping off food. Because certain places might get raided, and, you know, they need something. So the Brotherhood of Steel rationing project is starting. Be sure to try to get a Brotherhood of Steel ration. We actually have our own label. They're in these little boxes, and they're like 32 inches long and like 10 inches wide, and they're about like 6 inches thick, and they come with an assortment of food sometimes. You can get an aquapira, you can get pork and beans, you can get cram, you can get like a cereal, you can get like canned beef, canned pork. You can get vegetarian options. You can get all kinds of stuff, and they come in their own little patent boxes with the Brotherhood of Steel logo, and it says Brotherhood of Steel rations. And we're starting up that rationing project because we got a whole new area where we're farming, and it's a little bit outside the base, probably a few hundred feet. But we're starting to expand the base, and it's a huge farm area. We actually have Brahmin everywhere. We actually have wild pigs. We have those. We have a lot of gardening area where we have like carrots, potatoes, corn, wheat, fruit. I think that's how you pronounce it. Moot fruit. I don't know. Someone in gardening might know. So that's our whole rationing project. We also found a water purification plant. So that's where we're getting our Aqua Pura, Brotherhood of Steel rationing water. So if you want, try Brotherhood of Steel rations. New project, the first batch will be released on the 27th. So if you want Brotherhood of Steel rationing, we're going to be sending it throughout, like, all of our outposts. Okay, so we're going to be sending in shipments via vertibirds. And we're also starting up an airship. It's a large airship, but it's mostly just going to be for supplies. Okay, so we're going to obviously have guards and whatnot, but that's where we're going to be dropping off supplies with, like, vertibirds. There's going to be probably, like, a crew of, like, 40. And it's probably going to be about maybe 50 to 60 guards. And the rest of it, it's a large airship. It's not very small, but it doesn't really require very many crew. And it's just going to be filled with rations. With lots of rations. We're probably going to do the first batch of rationing. It's probably going to be well over 1,000 and little boxes of rations. And we're also putting in like giant jugs of water. So, get your official Brotherhood of Steel rationing, or food packs, whatever you want to call it. And I'll see you the 26th. Peace.